New UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. Cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I want to address this to primarily to the politicians, to the administrators of the VA, to the public at large. I am a very proud military veteran. I'm proud that in my young life, I heard a calling to go do that, and then I went and did it. And I was lucky because I was a cold warrior. I was on the front lines of what would have been a European land war. And that was okay because I had heeded the call. I volunteered to go. Right now in America, we have a bunch of young men and women who have also heeded that call for whatever reason. They have gone, and some of them physically have come back shattered. Some of them have mentally come back dealing with things. Not all of them, but some of them. And the new trendy thing now, I mean, they have hearings on this in the Senate, is to try to determine how you treat veterans. Now, if it's anything other than you keeping your promise, which there's a lot of promises made to a young man or young lady that when they throw their hand up and take that oath, there's a lot of promises made to them. If you do this, and you do this for X amount of time, well, you're going to get these benefits. Now they've taken and politicized the benefits portion of it. Now they look at these young people coming back, and they look at people my age, and they look at people before me, and they're finding ways to make them less. They're taking their guns away from them. They're putting them on medication. We are the ones, politicians, we're the ones, America, we're the ones, VA administration, who are the most highly trained when it comes to weapons manipulation. Even the cooks, even the postal guys, they all go through the same basic rifle marksmanship course that everybody does in basic training. Whether you're going to be the guy that cinches up the sack in the mail room, or you're going to be eating snakes and jumping out of airplanes and, you know, starting your ear collection. We're the most highly trained. We're more highly trained than your police. You think that we've been diminished by our experience. You think that you can take it upon yourself to decide whether or not we're responsible enough. It was okay when we were in our uniform serving your ends to run around in some foreign land and meeting exciting new people and trying to kill them. When we served your purpose, it was okay. Put guns in our hands. Because you think of us as little more than thugs. We're not thugs. We're highly articulate people. We understand what we're doing. We understand how to do it well. The only missing part in the puzzle here is that you are reneging on your promise, and at the same time you're pushing an agenda, because you know we are the most highly trained. You know that we will uphold the oath. You've got a few window dressing officers out there saying nobody needs guns, all this, but you know that the rank and file, we uphold the oath. We're going to uphold the oath, and we take umbrage at what you do that makes the country less after we guarantee the Constitution with up to losing our lives defending it. You got bigger problems than this that you could actually be doing something about. All you have to do for the veterans is keep your word. Keep your word. I know the VA is going through some sort of reorganization and everything else. And when that reorganization is done, the veterans are going to be watching it. And we better not hear about veterans dying on a waiting list so that your bonus looks good. There, you know, a lot of people have asked me, what's the Civil War Revolution scenario like? In the beginning, the ones that are going to be running to the gunfire is going to be the veterans. We'll be the ones leading the way. We outnumber our own standing military. We outnumber the police. We outnumber any standing army out there. We'll be the ones that are on the tip of the spear. We'll be the ones teaching people that have never been in the military, trying to bring them up to speed. We'll die still fighting for the cause. You got to quit pushing us. We don't want to get operational in country, in the United States. We don't want that. But you're doing everything in your little toolkit to make that happen. Dianne Feinstein, all of us don't have PTSD. This is not a new thing. George Patton called it combat fatigue and sneered at it, although we know that he was wrong for that. PTSD, combat fatigue, whatever you want to call it. This is what natural human beings do. This is the way they react in the face of something that is almost atrocious, but it's part of the job description. And this country owes the veterans. Whether you believe that wars are justified or not, whether you think it's for the corporations or the banks, whatever, when we send the young people over there and they forego their rocking 20s and part of their 30s to wear the uniform, when they forego all of that, we owe them. You owe them. If you haven't done it, you owe. And nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. We, you know, veterans go out, they do the deed, they serve the time, they go out and they protect the country, and when they get out, they're forgotten. Except we're becoming a bigger demographic. We're becoming our own voting bloc. Embrace the American veteran, please. Please embrace him. Stop trying to take his guns. Stop trying to diminish him and embrace him. Because you owe. And I try to manifest ideas in my head as to what is that moment where somebody says enough and then that fuse is lit I haven't figured that out. I haven't figured that out just yet. But I'll tell you this. All veterans want is what they were told they were going to get. That's it. That's all. No more than that. We don't want your thanks for our service or anything else. We volunteered. Thank you. And we volunteered with benefits in mind in some cases. Thinking, well, after I've done this, if I give them this, I get this. And you guys are reneging. You owe. Pray we don't come to collect. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the sergeant firearms at the highest level.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've decided to break all the rules from here on out. I've been doing it for a while. But I'm going to continue breaking the rules. I'm going to do it bigger. Right now, some in the gun-grabbing community, they look like they have a mohawk because they pulled the hair out on the sides of their heads. I see it. This is why I shave my head. I'm never going to get so frustrated. You'll never be able to tell when I'm frustrated by me pulling my hair out of my head because it's already gone. They're doing this because psychiatrist Dr. Lee Silverman broke a rule, ignored a company policy of his employer that said no guns allowed, and carried a gun in there. He walked right past the no gun sign, sidearm in place. And it turns out it was a really good thing that he did. And petulantly, some in the gun-grabbing community are, they're trying to just, you know, they're making it up as they go. I mean, some are saying, well, it didn't save the social worker, did it? Well, no, it didn't save the social worker because he's a doctor. And even if you're just a hot dog vendor, if somebody walks up to you, you don't put your gun in their face. You don't do that. That's not self-defense. But they're all fixated on the part that he broke a rule, and they're not going to fire him. Oh, my. Now, this guy got shot twice. He took one in the arm, I believe, and he got grazed in the forehead. This patient of his was trying to kill him. This patient of his should not have had a gun. This patient of his brought the gun to the hospital with the intent of shooting people in a gun-free zone. Except this time, somebody had broken the rules. I wonder when that gun got produced by Dr. Silverman, if this yahoo started rethinking his plan, but it was too late. He was already involved. And he took 3 rounds. And he's going to live to be prosecuted. And Dr. Silverman and his rule-defying firearm put a stop to what could have been a spree killing. Now, as law-abiding citizens, does this put us in a conundrum? Is this going to put us in a figurative sling as we try to justify in our mind why we're going to ignore the gun-free zone signs? Now, in South Carolina, the reason that hospitals, for example, are gun-free zones is because some irresponsible gun owner who had a concealed carry permit decided to carry more than one gun into a hospital one time, and then, while he was there visiting with his loved one, decided to pull them out, lay them out on the bed, break them down, and start cleaning them. You know, when you're in a hospital, nurses pop in from time to time. depending on what's wrong with you, they may be just popping in on you to see how you feel. They may be there to take your vital signs. They may be there to check something they did to you. Nurse pops her head in there. She sees 4 or 5 handguns laid out on the bed in various states of breakdown and reports him. Now, he didn't get in trouble, but a new rule was put in place. At the hospital here, and this is the only hospital I know about, okay? This is the only hospital I know about. At the hospital here, they do have armed guards. At various times, if you were to walk around the emergency entrance and then walk around to the general entrance, you might count 4 or 5. Now, the hospital is huge. And 4 or 5 of those people, there's going to be transit time. So, if I'm going to the emergency room, I'm giving my gun to somebody because they're going to be checking me, and I don't want the police taking possession of my weapon and me having to go through what I got to go through to get it back. If I'm going to visit somebody, I'm armed because they don't have anything checking me when I go in. So that means if they're not checking me, and I mean nobody any harm, they're not checking somebody who looks at that and says, it's a gun-free zone. A preponderance of shopping malls are gun-free zones. Now, in some states, that gun-free zone sign, the 30-06 sign, as they call it, the Texas Law Shield, that has the force of law behind it. But in South Carolina, for example, it has to be on every entrance and exit on the building, on the complex. So if there's one delivery door that doesn't have that sign, everything is invalidated. At the mall that I rarely go to, JCPenney does not have any of the signs at all. So what do? I go through the JCPenney door. And I'm not doing it to feel tough, and I'm not doing it because I feel naked without the gun or anything else. I'm doing it because when I go in to a place like this, I'm not in control of my day. Anybody can take control of my day while I'm in this shopping mall. I've always got, you know, when I'm in there, it's bad enough. I can't even avoid the people on the kiosks that want me to wash my hands with the mineral solution that gets them really clean because it peels that first layer of skin clean off of them. I can't even avoid them. I mean, I can try to. I try to go wide, and they're still coming. So what am I going to do against an assailant who has manifested in his mind, been through the five steps, and he wants to go out with a bang? If I can't avoid those people. So I say, that we look at some of these rules and realize a few things. If Dr. Lee Silverman, as an example, had submitted, and that's what it is, it's submission to his employer's rules, he'd be dead. We would only hear his name once, and he'd be dead. And it's impossible to say how many other families would be grieving besides the caseworker, Ms. Hunt. Submission and obedience that is counterinstinctive to your natural state. If you're walking around and you got a mobile phone, you got a flashlight, you got a knife, you got a gun, you got spare ammo, you got your car keys, you're out there, this is the way you conduct your day every day. If you go someplace and they say, well, you can't bring this in here, okay, you don't trust me, that's fine. Since I was only coming in here to buy this, I'll go somewhere else where it sells this and buy it somewhere else. Thank you. Or I simply don't make a ruckus and I walk in and get it. Because that's the part of concealed carry that politicians don't seem quite to grasp. With an open carrier, you know he's carrying, and then you can refuse him. With a concealed carrier, you don't know who's carrying. And if you're out there and you're relying on the honor system with a dishonorable set of rules coming up, well, guerrilla warfare time. I'm just going to ignore them and you'll never know. Enjoy that. Sleep tight. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One thing about breaking the rules that I just want to point out, freedom is not won, or for that matter, preserved, through submission and obedience. It has never been won that way. Nobody's ever submitted their way into being a free people. It's something that has to be taken, sometimes by force, and it is something that has to be... The maintenance of that requires two things, vigilance and willingness. You got to be willing to go as far as it takes to maintain that freedom. Freedom is won and kept by breaking rules, not only by questioning authority, but sometimes by outright defying authority when authority itself aims to make the rules on the spot and to rule others through threats and intimidation. What do you think a gun-free zone sign is? It is intimidation. It is telling you as a law-abiding gun owner that's walking around that you've come to a place to where if you carry your gun, you're going to get in trouble, aren't you? That's intimidation. That's coercion. There are, now, in any free, civilized society, yes, there are certain norms that have to be adhered to. In any society, there are going to be laws and rules to define what's acceptable and to try to discourage what's not. And merely breaking rules for the sake of rule breaking is dumb. But in any free society, remember this, laws are, number one, few. Number two, they're understandable to all. And number three, merely restrain men from injuring one another. That's all they do. They don't make men not injure one another or women. But it is an attempt through intimidation, if you will, to maintain some civility in a society. When a rule goes from Let me give you an example. If we know murder in any form is illegal, right? We know that that is a capital crime in most states, and that there's, you know, if you get caught, you're going to pay a heavy price for murdering somebody. That should be in place. People should not be murdered by other people. But now compare this to me going to the Jack in the Box or to Sonic, and then finding out that I have a gun and telling me to leave. Or telling me I can't bring a gun. How, you know, Sonic is trying to, with their little scheme, they're trying to run the open air. They're trying to be in charge of the open air. Because you don't, there's not a dining room at a Sonic. Is there? Once any rule or law becomes harmful to life or liberty, then the proper course for a free person, and that, you know, for that matter, a free nation, is to break it, ignore it, defy it, laugh at it, agitate against it, fight it, get rid of it, kill it and bury it at the crossroads on a moonless night. You are not free if you have to submit to injustice or obey whatever simian thug may or cubicle-dwelling bureaucrat, for that matter, attempts to enforce anti-freedom, anti-life diktats. And if the force of unjust law and obscure regulations, arbitrary enforcement, and monarchical attitudes become unstoppable by all means, we as a free and peaceable people, it is time for us to be absolved from an all allegiance to this false authority. As a whole, in the United States today, we may not be there yet, but on a daily basis as individuals, we are always there. Always there. The moms demand action. Every time you see Shannon Watts looking at the camera, unless all she's saying is, "Hi, I'm Shannon Watts," everything else coming out of her face is going to be a lie. At least that's what you'd believe if you listen to what they have to say. Now, the moms giving moms a bad name. That's what I like. I like to call them that. They were high-fiving over a supposed victory at Target. After badgering and bullying the retail chain, the moms got Target to acquiesce and politely asked that people not bring firearms into their stores. They quickly added that they would not enforce any sort of ban. Spokeshole Molly Snyder said this is a request and not a prohibition. Because this victory was short-lived. Suspected, you know, gang members, they don't follow that mom's demand subservience Twitter feed. Because all of a sudden at a Target, an innocent victim, that was not believed to be any in part of any sort of gang, was shot by a suspected gang member in the parking lot of his Target store. And this happened in California, which, you know, all those laws are supposed to prevent that from happening. Then there's the female that was beaten nearly to death in Atlanta at a Target. Good job, moms. Good job. You got one innocent person dead because of that media message you championed. Gang members already know that the best victim is a disarmed victim, and you've encouraged Target to broadcast that its customers are easy targets. I'm very hopeful that you're proud of that your message has encouraged and enabled criminals. Now, you may claim that this is an anomaly, a one-off, you know, not going to happen ever again. So let's look at Target's, you know, list of accomplishments since this has happened, okay? Here's just some headlines, if you will. After Target robberies, gun rights advocates say gun-free zones are victim enrichment zones. Man who pulled gun on Target staff arrested. Armed robbers targeting gun-free Target stores. Target's gun ban has unexpected results as assailants attack stores' unarmed customers. Man robbed in Target parking lot by three armed suspects after retailer announces new gun policy. Man punches woman, steals Mercedes in Edgewood. But hey, please leave your gun at home. The one that the Bill of Rights says you have an individual right to keep and bear. Leave it at home because we've listened to some bleeding heart anti-gun crusaders and we don't want to offend them no more. And if you get shot by a gangbanger, you can die happily knowing that no one was offended in your murder. Now, the Moms for Illegal Mayors will undoubtedly look at that and see they're going to say we need more gun laws. Obviously, access to guns is rampant. It's epidemic. The problem isn't access to guns. The problem is lack of access to guns for law-abiding citizens. Of course, they're going to throw in that phrase, common sense. But when the moms demand your rights, there's no common sense in that. There's no common sense to billionaire Michael Bloomberg, who's tried to criminalize 16-ounce sodas, trying to reinvent the Constitution. There's no common sense in the idea that your family's ability to exercise a God-given right to protect yourself should be curtailed in the name of safety. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The lowrider is a little higher.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Thank you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Minnesota. Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill. I was just want to ask this question on the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
And if it's a God-given right, how can the state take it away? I mean, does it actually say in the Constitution itself that, okay, you get in trouble, you can never own a firearm again?
I think that would fall under the thing about the societal norms, although I have my question to that is if that happens to you, right, and you go off and pay your debts to society, when you get out and the debt is paid,
yeah,
how do you get those rights back?
Yeah, well,
if the debt's paid.
Right, well, I never did, and that, you know, I got in trouble when I was a stupid kid, you know, 37 years ago. You know, I'm like past middle age right now, okay? And I'm reduced to protecting my wife in our home with a bow and a crossbow, because legally I can own a crossbow in a boat. But, I mean, in all honesty, everybody out here, all these farmers, they got poodle shooters, AKs, blah, blah, blah. I hear them out in the field shooting, you know, when I'm doing chores.
Right.
And it's like, and I'm thinking, you know, I got a crossbow. Great. Are you kidding me?
Well, first things first, I mean, it's a deadly weapon, and allowing you to have that and not allowing you to have a gun is sort of stupid to me. If you can have one, why can't you have the other?
That's the thing. That, you know, the whole thing with everybody, you know, everybody always claims, you know, I hear, you know, on the radio all the time, it's just when people lump everybody ever got in trouble together as being like, you know, some gangbanging crackhead or something, and I looked up law-abiding. Law-abiding means somebody who's never gotten in trouble. Now, the whole thing with felons, like I have a tattoo on my forehead, it's like, you know, you could write a bad check, and it would be a felony, and because they got more laws than you to shake a stick at to disarm the people. And 99% of them are not gun-related. I mean,
no.
You could get rid of... Say you get in a fight with the wife calls the police. She gets a court deal put on you. That's all you need. And once you go through the injustice system, and they put an injunction on you, from that day forward, it's as though you were arrested for UUW or whatever. You're a felon. You cannot, or just that court injunction itself made you, because I had this happen to a friend. This happened to a friend, because his wife was all, she probably should have been on meds or something. And she called the police on this and this and that. And now a protection order? He can never own a firearm again.
You've hit the nail on the head. Normal people.
What is normal?
Well, normal people nowadays, I've read somewhere that normal people, over the course of a year, commit 3 felonies without knowing it. Without knowing it. It just never makes it to court or anything because of the way they've written law now.
Right.
And the way they've written law, see, somebody like, that does something when they're young and dumb, okay, that needs to be looked at as a temporary condition.
Right.
Like having a cold.
Right.
Or like being highly contagious with some super cold or something.
Right.
And you deal with that super cold, and then when the super cold is done and the temporary condition is over, you have a path back into society.
You know what I noticed, though? If you've been in trouble before, nobody wants to help you. I mean, it's just because you're stuck with this label.
The stigma.
Yeah, the stigma, it's just like they want, it is taxation without representation because nobody wants to represent a felon, but yet I pay property taxes, we got land, we got a home, I pay tax and all of this, but yet I still, one thing really gets me, I'll get a quick little rant, and I drive around, right, and I've had my head out of my ass for 35 years. I drive around and I see all these signs that I pay taxes for the county to put up, and all the what I call the good people, that's the people who can own a firearm, every time a new road sign gets put up, they pop it full of holes. They use it for target practice. I'd never do something like that. That's a felony probably there. That's destruction of county or state property. Okay? And they're popping the road signs out in the country, and especially during hunting season, that's when they really light the things up with the 12-gauge slugs and stuff. You should see the signs then. And I pay taxes to put these things up, but yet I do not have the right to defend my home.
Well, I mean...
honest to goodness.
Without knowing, and it's none of my business what happened to you, and I don't expect you to tell me, have you looked into seeing if there's any process where you can petition for the restoration of your rights?
Well, there was a time when I could have, because I didn't, because I got so beat down with the whole "you're a bad person" from society as a whole for 35 years, I just gave up. And then I found out when I finally did decide to, maybe I should do this because the crap's ready to hit the fan and stuff. Well, there were certain laws put in place after that that made it impossible. You know.
So they don't have any...
I have no recourse anymore. I'm screwed.
In Minnesota?
No.
Okay. I'm making notes while you're telling me all this.
You know, it's so... I'm screwed. I mean, what? I don't know what else to say, you know? It's just like, you know, and I practice when I can, you know. I have very, very busy days, and it's just when I do have time, you know, I get the crossbow out and, you know, and practice with it. Actually, I need a new round bale to work with now. And that's about it, you know? It's just,
let me ask you a question.
Just, it sucks.
In Minnesota, do they have the constructive possession clause in law where your wife or anybody living with you can't have a gun?
I don't know.
Does anybody live with you?
Yeah, but my wife's not. I'm her caretaker. My wife's not in any shape.
Okay,
too.
All right. I understand. Well, but, well, I don't know. I'm going to look into that because...
It's a raw deal, though.
I'm curious about that in Minnesota. Was your transgression a state charge?
Yeah.
So it's all about Minnesota then?
No, it was in another state. Actually, I'm 54 now. It happened when I was 19, and that was in another state to boot. But, you know,
what state was it?
Though, Illinois.
Illinois? Well, gosh.
Enough said. You know, but if I had enough money back then when Rostenkowski was in a deal, if I, you know, stood on a stack of hundreds or something, it's like, you know, I could have bought, and I'm just being realistic, because that's how it works. I could have bought my rights back. I just didn't have the money.
Right.
And that's how it works there. I mean, I'm serious. You know, I'll give you $10,000 campaign donation or whatever, and, you know, but that's how it works in the real world. You know, it's just...
So, whatever you ran afoul of the law with, that wasn't a violent crime, and it just fell under a category of crime, a class of this or a class of that.
Yeah.
And in Minnesota, they say you can't own a gun because of that.
Well, no, I never asked Minnesota. I just figured that, you know, once you're bit, it's a done deal, you know, so I never pursued it. It just, like I said, I was so depressed over so many years, you know, you look for a job, this, that. I mean, it just follows you around like a ghost. It just does, you know.
There's a website that one of the ninjas in the chat room just popped up here. It's liberty-lawyer.com. And they have a gun rights restoration set up on that page. Go check them out, liberty-lawyer.com.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I figure it this way, because things, we're so close to, you know, to things going off the edge and that. My guess is I will be able to arm myself, but it's going to be post shift, basically, at the battlefield PX.
That's right.
You know, I mean, and when that...
You probably won't get to choose what you want, though. It'll just be whatever you find laying around.
Well, yeah, but at that time, it's just like, it's kind of a viral situation, so it's just, it doesn't matter then, because it's back to the 1850s and everybody's equal.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, I don't even know that's a bad thing. There's so much minutia that you're dealing with right now. You're dealing with minutia and red tape and statutes and regs and everything that classified something that apparently at one point you could have got your gun rights back, and then they changed the law to where you can't.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm going to look into this, and I'm going to go to this website that one of the ninjas popped
up
there.
I was going to ask you, are you Vietnam vet?
No, sir. No, sir. Cold War. I was 14 when we left Vietnam. Thanks for the call. Let's roll into the third hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. With